More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Hey, team, welcome to the Freedom Hunt Friday, November 11th edition of the program. Veterans Day for all of us. It's a time to say thank you to the veterans of the United States military and hope everybody's going to have a great weekend and think about what they have done for you, the freedoms that you are enjoying right now. We're going to talk here in a second about the latest in these uncalled Senate and House races, who is going to be in charge of the government, but also stepping back, taking a macro look at things for a second. Why is it that the libs never, ever think that they're wrong, never admit that they're wrong, doesn't matter how crazy their ideas are? We need to understand that. And we need to recognize this is their nature, the way that they are, or else we're going to continue to be upset when they just double down on crazy town, which is what they've been doing already since that election. Plus, Trump and DeSantis. Well, really, it's just Trump going after DeSantis and Glenn Youngkin. What do we think about how this will shake out if there is a massive brawl in this primary between two political heavyweights? We will make sense of that together, friends, here in just a moment. When cyber criminals comb the dark web for stolen data, some of the things they value most are your personally identifiable information, PII. It includes your full name, social security number, driver's license, bank account numbers, passport numbers. A lot of that stuff, believe it or not, is available for cyber thieves to buy on the dark web because it comes from massive data breaches from cyber hackers. So it's important you understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for cyber criminals to steal your identity. But protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name that you didn't even know about. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. Now, friends, this is the situation. Looks like, as I talk to you, Arizona is going to be tough for Blake Masters. Lack salt. It's going to be razor thin. I think he pulls it out in Nevada. And then we've got the Herschel Warnock runoff in Georgia. Now, you will immediately recall when we are talking about this, this looks a lot like what happened in 2020, doesn't it? Look at the states. Look where there were very close elections. Look where Trump said they cheated or there was cheating or whatever. Look at it now. Look at it then. Now, I just want us to think about this for a moment. If we continue to talk about just messaging and not machinery of elections, we're going to lose. We're going to lose. We have to look at how Democrats are getting massive base turnout in these key states, how they're able to work the system to their benefit, because at the end of the day, it is a vote counting competition, friends, and whoever gets the most votes wins. And we can sit around and talk about how they cheat, and they do. We can sit around and talk about how they're dishonest and disingenuous when it comes to voter ID. And they say, oh, voter ID is racist. And they're, when Joe Biden was lying about Jim Crow 2.0, or, you know, he said it was worse than Jim Crow. It's crazy. Yeah, sure, that's all wrong. But while we're focused on pointing out their lies, they focus on changing the structure of elections in key states so that they will keep winning, even if they don't have more people in that state who want it to be in Democrat hands. This is the whole game, right? So, for example, right now you have a huge number of people who are doing, who did day of mail-in voting in Arizona. And so you have all these mail-in ballots that were sent in at the very last minute because people didn't trust the drop boxes, or their day-in mailed ballots that have been brought in the day of the voting. And you say, okay, well, why are we limiting ourselves to one day and the other side does a month? Because, yeah, you could say, oh, I'm going to vote. But then something happens. You get super busy. You say, you know what? I don't have time. This happens all the time. And when you look at the way the Democrats have all this machinery in place to just get the votes, get people registered, send it to them, make it as easy as possible. They want to make voting easy for people who don't really follow politics, don't really care, don't know anything. But, you know, if it's just like a survey box that gets sent to you in the mail, you go, bloop, vote Democrat, put it back in the mail. Well, guess what? They're going to have more low information voters who are going through that process instead of trying to get people to vote on election day. And they're going to win. And I hate saying this, but it's important that we are very honest about this. Molly Hemingway, who is a brilliant writer, editor over at The Federalist, here she is pointing out that Republican leadership really failed us. Play 19.
The ground was very fertile for a big Republican victory. Joe Biden's approval is in the toilet. 75% of the country thinks we're going in the wrong direction. And that Republican leaders could not turn that into a big victory for Republicans really is an indictment of how they're running things. Elections are not run anymore like they were in the 1980s. There is now extensive period of voting where people who are smart are running get out the vote operations every day, hauling in ballots every day. Republicans keep on thinking that election day is a single day, and they think if they get everybody excited for that last day that that will be sufficient. That is not sufficient.
It is not sufficient. We have to use the tools and the political weapons that the other side uses or we lose. And I know people don't, because we're doing a shift in thinking here, because here's what it is. We know that voting should be full of integrity, and voting should be a day. It should be the perception of the people that point in time. You know, we have a structure here for a reason. Why don't we have an election every month, right? I mean, because obviously that would throw the country into disarray. We have the system we have for a good reason, but it has been changed. And until we're in a position to change it back, we just lose while we complain about the changes in the system. That's the reality that we face right now. Now, there's also leadership issues in the GOP with someone like a Mitch McConnell, for example. Mitch McConnell, you know, is just going around. Here I am. I'm telling everybody, you know, we're not going to give money to Blake Masters because I don't know who this Blake Masters is. Mitch has got to go, folks. He spent millions of dollars. People are giving You know, they give the RNC and they give Republican PACs and they give the Republican Party and all this stuff money so that Republican candidates will get elected. They're not giving all this money. This money is not being gathered together and then distributed by someone like Mitch McConnell based upon who Mitch McConnell likes in the Republican Party. I mean, personally likes, not likes as a their chance of winning. I mean, who he just thinks is a good person, a buddy of his. And that is what happened. Murkowski is a fake Republican in Alaska. She's a rhino. She voted against Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation, which means that she was willing to go along with the witch hunt against Brett Kavanaugh, the lies about him, the destruction attempt on his character. And it was appalling, an appalling act of cowardice and stupidity. Only idiots really think that Brett Kavanaugh was doing the things that all these people who came out, there were a number of them, by the way, there were hundreds of them who sent in anonymous complaints about, you know, Brett Kavanaugh, you know, he sexually assaulted me in outer space 1,000 years ago. People were making crazy stuff up. Didn't matter. Democrats just figured it was anything to try to protect abortion, anything to try to protect abortion. Now we see, and we know why, because Roe just got overturned. So they were going all out. But that's the mentality. And Murkowski went along with it. Unforgivable. Unforgivable. Should never have been able to stay in office as a Republican after that period. And the fact that Mitch McConnell wouldn't give money to Blake Masters, wouldn't distribute money. There's millions of dollars that Mitch McConnell could have put on Blake Masters. He didn't want to back some of these Trump-backed candidates. That's what this comes down to. He didn't want more of a Trump, you know, thumbprint, if you will, on this election. That was a big part of it. And also, he just likes Murkowski for whatever reason. Maybe they're buddies, drinking buddies or something. And so he did what he did. And he needs to be pushed out of a leadership position in the Republican Party. It is not good. It is not good to have him in the role that he's in. He betrayed the Republican base in this election. And we should have done much better. And Republican leadership in general needs to answer for why, given all the factors, we did not have a much stronger showing in this election. You run a small business, but who's running your HR? If the answer is, I'll figure it out at some point in the future, or maybe, you know, no one's running my HR, or just know one employee complaint can just turn your world upside down, can be super expensive, a huge problem. Bambi is what you need. Bambi is an HR platform built for businesses like yours, so you can automate the most important HR practices and get your own dedicated HR manager. Bambi's HR autopilot automates your core policies, your workplace training, and employee feedback. Your dedicated HR manager will help you navigate the more complex parts of HR and guide you to compliance. They're available by phone, email, or real-time chat. An in-house HR manager can cost up to $80,000 a year, but with Bambi, your dedicated HR manager starts at just $99 a month. No hidden fees. Cancel anytime. So Bambi is phenomenal. It's so cost-effective and so user-friendly. Go to Bambi.com/buck right now for your free HR audit. That's Bambee.com/buck. Bambi.com/BUCK. All right, now, my friends, the Trump v. DeSantis situation. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. Let's talk about it, shall we? Let's see what the Trumpster said. Let's see what he did. And we'll talk about this because it's been making the rounds. He's going after some Republicans that also have a lot of support from the base. A lot of issues here, a lot of situation. And here's where it's at. All right. Here's the deal. Trump is Trump. He's not going to change. We know that. And there's a lot about Trump that's fantastic. But right now, people don't really, when we still have votes being counted in the midterm, and we have an election that is coming up where we'll probably determine the fate of the Senate. We need to be united as a party. There are more important things for the country and for the Republican Party than Donald Trump's feelings in any given moment. That moment, that is true. And so when Trump tweets out, and not tweets, it's on Truth Social, when he puts out a statement saying that Ron DeSantis is a mediocre governor who would be nowhere without Trump. Now, Trump's endorsement as the president at the time was certainly helpful. There's no question about that. But once Ron got the job, facts are facts. He's been phenomenal. He's been the best governor in America. He's done an incredible job bringing people into his state, huge budget surplus, booming tourism, just efficient government, did really well after the very, very damaging Hurricane Ian recently. So there's a reason he just won by 20 percentage points. He's the best governor in America. He's flipped Florida red. Florida is a red state now. Red. And Trump says he's a mediocre governor. Now, look, you can say you want Trump or DeSantis to be the next Republican nominee. And I hear that out. And I understand there are cases to be made. But we got to stay in Realityville. We don't leave Realityville just because somebody maybe has, you know, their sense of political allegiance to one possible candidate or another. Ron DeSantis is not a mediocre governor. He's the best governor in America. Facts. Now, you can say that you want, you can say that, let's say in basketball, LeBron James is the greatest player of all time. You can say that Michael Jordan's the greatest player of all time. You know, I'll listen to either of those arguments. I personally think Michael Jordan's the greatest, but still, you can make those claims. But if you're a Michael Jordan fan, you don't say LeBron James is a mediocre basketball player. That's crazy, right? So we're going to keep this debate, this discussion, this possible primary fight, it's going to have to be within the realm of reality. And so that was annoying to some people, because why now? Why pick this fight now? And when I say now, I mean like literally right now, as in we're still counting votes. We still got to figure out, and you're going to divide the GOP right now? No, bad move. And then he went after Glenn Youngkin and said Glenn Youngkin's name sounds Chinese. No. Why do that? It doesn't make any sense in any context whatsoever. So I think Trump, you know, look, these are errors. It's not the end of the world. It's not a big deal. But this is not where the messaging needs to be right now. And if people disagree with me, remember, I voted for Trump twice. I have been a huge supporter of Trump's, of his policy, of his agenda. I would vote for Trump again and support him with everything that I have and I've got. But that doesn't mean that I like everything that he does. You know, I mean, think about this. Some of you, you know, a lot of you, I'm sure, watching this are married. You know, you may love your spouse with all your heart. You don't think everything that you know he or she does is amazing. You're not going to tell them everything they do is perfect. Why would we do that with a politician? It doesn't make any sense. So we have to keep this, I think, within the bounds of what is honest and rational and fair-minded. With Trump v. DeSantis, look, if they want to fight it out, then they'll fight it out. This is the system we have. I'm very impressed with Ron DeSantis. I think he deserves tremendous credit. He is I owe him, I feel, almost a personal debt of gratitude because of what he did for the state of Florida and then gave me a place to escape to when I was in New York. I'm grateful to him for that. But I'm grateful that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton and took on the media machine in a way that it's never, you know, the Democrat media machine has never really recovered from its fight with Trump. You know, CNN will never be the same. You know, the fake news media will never be the same. So, okay, these are things that can be all true at the same time. And so that's why I just think that it's going to be a very interesting year in politics in this country. That's for sure. And I'm not picking a side. I want to, if there's going to be a primary, let's see how it goes. Let's see what they say. Let's see what their platforms are. Fine. That's where I am on this one. And maybe DeSantis doesn't run. Maybe Trump doesn't run. We don't even know yet. But all that said, I don't know why Trump is tweeting that Youngkin sounds like a Chinese name. That's just a weird thing. It wasn't funny. It's weird. It was off. And Trump needs people. You know what he really needs? I'll be honest with you. Trump needs people like me around him who support the message, support the man, but will tell him when he's going off the rails a little bit. And people will say, oh, no, but that's Trump being Trump and all that. Yeah, the enablers around him in the first Trump term didn't make things better. They enabled things that made the agenda of Trump more complicated, more difficult to get through. But they wanted, you know, they wanted access and they wanted power. And so they just said, everything Trump does is amazing. Everything Trump does is brilliant. So, you know, if Trump wanted to make a run of it and really he would, by the way, I'm not volunteering myself for this, but I'm just saying somebody who could sit there and say, I'm with you 100%. I'm on your team. Here's what we need to do a little bit differently to get there. And here's why. Now, that doesn't even mean that Trump has to listen to that, but it's just he needs someone who will say that. He did not have that in the first 4 years. He just didn't. It was all people saying, oh, you're amazing. You're brilliant. And then people that left him after doing that and said, oh, I hate him. He's terrible. You know, so personnel decisions were really bad. We're really bad. And I know some people even that agree with me on, you know, 99% of things in general, they get mad at me when I say this. Like, I respect anybody who gives me their time, anybody who's audience of this show or any show that I do, I respect them and their time. And so I will always tell them what I think is true. You know, I'm not going to tell them what I think is necessarily just going to get the most clicks and the most likes and yay, because you know, there are plenty of clowns out there who do that already. So this is where I am on this situation. And let me know your thoughts. I want to hear from you. So let me know. Facebook.com/BuckSexton. You want to send me a message. If only buying decisions were as simple as this one. I'm talking about getting yourself the Ferrari of office chairs, the absolute best of the best, the Dom Perignon of office chairs. I don't know. It's Cristal Fancy or whatever the best one is. I'm sitting in it right now. It's called the X Chairs, the absolutely most comfortable chair you will ever own. For less than a dollar a day, you can own a chair and sit in it for hours and hours at a time. It's going to make your day better, more comfortable, more productive. You'll have more energy afterwards. There's an X chair for every style and budget. I mean, you want a choice of colors? Look at this color. I'm sitting in one. It's kind of like a white-blue color. Goes with everything. Looks very modern, very sleek, but they've got more sort of burgundy, brown colors. If you want that, you know, rich leather office look, it's the best. I've got an X chair. My dad's got an X chair. My sister's got an X chair. They're the best chairs you're going to get anywhere for doing work and just doing anything. And if you're going to have to sit in a chair for a long time, you want an X chair. And look, there's not budget chairs, but you can finance them at $21 a month. And then you're sitting in a great, really comfortable chair. So it's just worth it. It's an investment in your daily comfort. Like, would you sleep on a bed that wasn't comfortable? No. Why sit in a chair that's not comfortable? Exactly. Get an X chair for yourself. No other chair can compare. X Chair Buck. I know that's X Chair, my name Buck. XChairBuck.com. XChairBuck.com. Go to the website, pick it out, spec it out, build your dream chair with X Chair. You will love it. With that, friends, I'm going to leave it here. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much. I know that those of you who are watching on the Rumble stream, you're seeing around me, you're like, oh my gosh, this looks like Buck is making a hostage video sometimes because it's. We're building the studio around me, so it is in progress right now. It's going to look slick. We're going to start having a video monitor behind me. We're start doing guests, all that. So please stay with me. This is going to be in the next 30 days or so. We're going to get all this lined up. Help me spread the word, too. We're going to do longer form version of this show. And obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you got to check out the Rumble show. But if you're listening to the podcast, thank you. Thank you so much. We keep doing this because there were so many of you, even after I became a co-host of the biggest radio show in the time slot in the country. People were like, well, I still want you to do your show. So that's why I still do it. We still have listeners for this podcast where it's just me speaking directly to all of you. So thank you so much for all that, especially a lot of my original Saturday Squad, OSS. Appreciate you. You guys have been with me now for, gosh, we're going on. It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years, original Saturday Squad. Have a great weekend. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right.
Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.